Welcome to Manchester United Today.
Football Manager.
Hi, it's Peter Guest.
And the Moose.
And we're here for another episode of footballpredictions.net, the podcast following covering Serie A games in Brazil on the 22nd and 23rd of June 2024. What have we got lined up today, Moose?
Yeah, we've got a really interesting round coming up, starting with Criciúma at home to Botafogo. Grêmio takes on Internacional. Cuiabá takes on Atlético Goiás. Vasco da Gama takes on São Paulo. Fluminense takes on Flamengo. Corinthians travels to Atlético Piá. Bahia takes on Cruzeiro. Atlético Mineiro takes on Fortaleza. Juventude travels to Palmeiras. And finally, RB Bragantino takes on Vitória.
Yeah, and you can see all the details for these matches that we're about to discuss in this podcast on our website, footballpredictions.net. And there you can find all the fixtures from also just about every other football competition in the world from A to Z.
Yes, and on our website, you will see where to watch the games on local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as match odds from local bookmakers.
Yeah, and if you look in the description of this podcast, you can find direct clickable links to all the matches that we are about to discuss. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply 18 plus, gamble aware. So the first game that we said that we are going to cover is Criciúma, and they're hosting Botafogo on Saturday in the UK. It's on at 8 o'clock in the evening, 22nd of June. You can watch it. You can live stream it on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365, and you'll be able to watch that subscription free. And Criciúma have actually started to turn their form around a little bit. They were kind of losing like four in a row, I think, in Serie A. At least not winning. And then they managed to get that 2-2 at home to Bahia. And then they managed to even sneak a win away at Atlético Goiás.
Yes.
So, it's not too bad. But they're coming up against a quite strong Botafogo team here, right?
Yeah, Botafogo top of the league, even though they just got a draw at Atlético. At home to Atletico last time out. But yeah, it was that win at Grêmio that took them to the top. So yeah, they're looking good, Botafogo. They're traveling to Criciúma, who, yeah, surprised really probably most of us with that win at Atletico Goiás.
Yeah, we did pick an over 2.5 goals and both teams to score for that game, to be fair to us. but we did pick for them to get a draw in their previous game against Bahia, so Criciúma I'm talking about. So actually, our predictions for them have been pretty good, and we did also predict the away loss to Atlético Piá before that. So and including also that 2-1 loss against Palmeiras. So we have been predicting a lot of losses for them, but to our advantage because we've got them right. So Criciúma, I think they're not going to be able to hold off Botafogo, are they?
No, at least that's not what we think for this particular game. We think Botafogo is just going to be a bit too strong for Criciúma by beating them 1-0. So a narrow away win for Botafogo, and really narrow wins probably been the story of Botafogo all season.
It has. They were talking about 1-0s. They beat, didn't they, Corinthians 1-0 away.
Yeah.
And they beat Fluminense 1-0 at home. And they just got over the line against Grêmio. That was by a goal as well. That was 2-1.
Yeah.
And they scored in that 1-1 draw against Atletico PR recently as well. So it's like they're not a very high-scoring team, Botafogo. They're good defensively.
Yeah. I mean, amazingly, they picked up three wins, two draws from the last five matches by scoring just six goals.
Exactly. So they're one of those teams that set up well and then can score just the goal that they need to get over the line. And we think that's going to happen in this game, don't we?
Yeah, we're going for that 1-0 away win. But yeah, I definitely think it's worth, I would go for the goals market here, probably an under 2.5 goals game, it looks like.
Yes, exactly. So that brings us to our next game that we've got lined up to cover in this podcast, which is a Vasco da Gama playing São Paulo. Kicks off Sunday, 23rd of June, 1:30 in the morning. And Vasco da Gama have run themselves into a bit of trouble, haven't they, recently?
Yeah, no wins in the last four Serie A matches, and also resulted in three defeats. And recently, they lost 2-0 at Juventud. And the last home game at home to Cruzeiro, which we covered on the last podcast, we had a correct score on that one. We predicted 0-0, and it ended 0-0. So yeah, we've not had much faith in Vasco. We've not had much faith in them scoring goals either. When we look at the previous predictions we've also had on them, we've actually, of the last four games, we predicted them to score one goal, and they scored one goal. So we've looked pretty good on Vasco in terms of predictions. But yeah, they're playing a São Paulo team here who needs to kind of get back on track, and was rocked a little bit by Cuiabá in that last game when they lost 1-0 at home, because prior to that, they'd actually been looking pretty good in the league.
Yes, indeed. I know I've skipped ahead a few games here, haven't I? But we'll come back to the normal order of proceedings. For this one, it looks like that São Paulo, we think, will get over the line, don't we?
Yeah, so away from home, they have one defeat all season, which was at Flamengo. Flamengo is one of the stronger teams in the Serie A. Vasco da Gama kind of heading towards the bottom, just line dancing on the relegation zone there. But yeah, São Paulo away from home, they picked up points. And we think they're just going to edge Vasco, who seems to really struggle in front of goal of late. We're going to go with a narrow São Paulo win 1-0.
Yeah, I think narrow is the order of the day here. So the tip for that one is under 2.5 goals. Do you concur with that one?
Yes, that definitely looks like a good tip for this one.
Yeah, okay. The next game that we've got to cover is Grêmio, who are taking on Internacional. And that one's on for us here on 9:30 on the 22nd of June, UK time. And, this one is going to be, I think, quite a tasty one, don't you think? We've got Grêmio who have, oh, by the way, you can watch this one on Bet365 using that bonus code FP365. You can watch that for free with them. Grêmio have been suffering, haven't they? They keep losing home and away. They haven't had, when's the last time they actually won a game in Serie A?
Oh, that was quite a while back. So Grêmio has lost the last five in a row. The last win was on the 20th of April, 1-0 win at home to Cuiabá. Yeah, a narrow home win. But yeah, I think if you look at both of these two teams in the Serie A, these are two low scoring teams. Like, they do not score a lot of goals. And if we look at Grêmio, they've suffered five defeats on the trot. They've only scored two goals in those matches, and that win they had against Cuiabá was a 1-0 win. So yeah, overall for the season, they've only scored six goals this season in eight matches. And
what's
interesting
about that, though, is they often score a goal. So it's like, it's not like they get held to nothing. So, you know, the last game they didn't score was against RB Bragantino, wasn't it? On the 1st of June, where they actually lost 2-0 at home to them. But they tend to score, if they win or lose, they tend to score a goal or draw. Kind of similarly for Internacional, they have they tend to get at least a goal. I think the last time they didn't get a goal was against São Paulo three games ago.
If we include the cup games, indeed. Again, two low-scoring teams. If we look at Internacional, eight games and a goal difference, they scored seven and conceded five. So they're very, both two low-scoring teams. This is going to be a very tight, low-scoring game, we think, as well. And we actually think it's going to end up in a draw.
Yeah, 1-1. So we think, like as the story kind of, the picture's telling the tale here, that we have two teams that tend to score, don't tend to score a lot, and we think they're going to end up in a stalemate, 1-1. I would say both teams to score would probably be your best bet for this one, don't you think?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. So next up, we've got Cuiabá, and they are hosting Atlético Goiás. This one's on Saturday, 22nd of June, 10:30 UK time. Stream it on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365. And what about Cuiabá? They've been travelling quite well. They beat São Paulo. They beat Fortaleza 5-0, which was incredible. And they actually won 5-2 against Criciúma a couple of weeks before that. But they did suffer that one defeat, which we did predict, by the way, to Cruzeiro by 2-1. So no shame there. But well, they're a weird outfit that they suddenly turn on the goals and then they go to games without scoring.
It's a very fascinating team, this Cuiabá team. Like you say, like the first six games of the season, they hadn't scored a single goal. And then they traveled to Criciúma and they beat them 5-2. Okay, fair enough. They lost at Cruzeiro 2-1, but then they beat Fortaleza 5-0. And then they traveled to São Paulo and actually beat them 1-0. So they've picked up now three wins out of the last four. And they do seem to be really one of the informed teams, if we look just kind of like narrow it down to the last four games. A very, very interesting team, this Cuiabá. And also with these three wins, they've actually gone past Atlético Goiás in the league. Goiás, who has over the past four matches, they managed to win at Fluminense, but otherwise they have two defeats and a draw. They lost their last game at home to Criciúma, where we said both teams were going to score and where we said it was going to be over 2.5 goals. And similarly, in the game at Fluminense, we had over 2.5 both teams to score. And again, the home game against Corinthians, we had a draw on both teams to score on it in the 2-2. So yeah, if we look at the tips on Atletico, we've got it right on the both teams to score on the goals market. And yeah, going into this particular game, we don't have much. It's not that we don't have much hope for Atletico Goiás, but we actually think that Cuiabá is going to keep on track with this good form they're in at the moment.
Yeah. We think it'll be a tight game. There won't be a lot in it, but Cuiabá have got a fairly good home record against Goiás. They haven't been beaten by them at home in the last five games. There have been a few draws in that time, that said. So we think this one, we don't think it's going to be a 5-0er like they had against Fortaleza.
Nope.
But who knows with Cuiabá. But we do think that they will win, and we think they'll just scrape it in another 1-0 win, which would follow on from the great 1-0 away win at São Paulo. So 1-0 is what we have come up with, and we think it'll be tight. I know that it's at home. We think it'll be tight. We think it'll be an under 2.5 goals game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's see how that one goes. It'll surely be entertaining because, Cuiabá, which Cuiabá is going to turn up, we'll find out. Hopefully it's a good game.
Yep.
Next, let's have a look at, we did the Vasco versus São Paulo game, didn't we?
Yep.
Yeah. Fluminense at home to Flamengo, and this one's on 8 p.m. UK time, Sunday, 23rd of June. One you can watch on Bet365, use the bonus code FP365. And Fluminense have lost three in a row in Serie A and seem to be on a bit of a downhill trend.
Yeah, it's not looking good for them in the Serie A. It's really started to look a bit grim at the bottom for them. And it's a team that they've actually done quite well in the Copa Libertadores and the Copa do Brasil, where that seems to be where they are winning their games. But yeah, in the Serie A, they just have one win all season. And that was a home win against Vasco da Gama early in the season. But yeah, if you look at even just the last three matches, that spelled three defeats. Prior to that, yeah, they had no win since Vasco. So seven games now in the Serie A without a win. But they have three defeats in a row as well. And they're going to play a strong Flamengo team here who has only lost one game all season. And yeah, we predicted their last game. That was an away game at the Atletico PR. We had a draw for Flamengo there, and it ended at draw and under 2.5. Mm. And yeah, prior to that, we actually been fairly solid on our Flamengo predictions. We predicted their 5 wins prior to that, including the Copa and the Copa Libertadores. Yep. So we're looking good for our Flamengo tips. And yeah, considering where Fluminense finds themselves at the moment, it's going to be tricky for them to turn it around against Flamengo, we think.
Yeah, I mean, Flamengo are flying at the minute. They had that 1-1 draw against Atletico PR, but that was like a top of the table, near top of the table clash.
Yeah.
And actually, Flamengo have got a game in hand on Botafogo at the top. So yeah, if they do win this game, they will be top of the league. And you can see that happening. And we do see that happening. We are going for a Flamengo win and an away win for them. And we think they will, we think both teams will score. So, yeah, it's going to be, we're thinking of a 2-1 away win for Flamengo. And our tip for that, I think you get fairly good odds on a both teams to score. But a Flamengo win, above all, should be in the offing. So, yeah, watch it on Bet365. Use the bonus code FB365. As you can watch also the Atletico Paranense versus Corinthians game, which is on Sunday, 23rd of June, 8 p.m. out UK time on Bet365. Use the bonus code FB365 and watch it on their live stream. This could be, a game where you've got a couple of teams in different form, let's say. I know that Atletico PR, the last game they won was against Criciúma, which was expected. We did pick them to win that one.
Yeah.
But since then, they had a draw against Flamengo, which we did pick. We decided on a draw for that. It was a 1-1 draw. That was good. But they drew again, actually, with Botafogo. So, yeah, Atletico PR traveling, you know, not too badly, because they picked up, they had the loss to Fortaleza before that. It was only 1-0, but it was an away. But at home, they tend to be pretty solid.
Yeah, they've been very strong. They did have a draw, but that was Flamengo, right? I mean, Flamengo, who is sitting above them in the table. But prior to that, they won all 4 home games against teams sort of dotted around Corinthians in the table. So against Criciúma, Vasco, Internacional, and Cueva, who sits sort of around the table where, yeah, basically just above Corinthians and around Corinthians in the table. So if we look at the strength of these teams, this is talking very much towards Atletico home win. And also, if we look at Corinthians, just 1 win all season. So just 1 win all season. Which would have been a home win. That was a home win against Fluminense. But yeah, away from home, 4 defeats, 1 draw. I think this is going to go to the home team.
Well, yes. I mean, that's kind of a clear one. As far as we're collectively concerned, that Atletico PR should get a win. They don't tend to score big batches of goals. So, like, they when they do win, they tend to get the job done. I mean, I know they scored 3-1 against Criciúma, but that was a bit of an outlier because, like, those last couple of games, 1-1. So,
yeah,
we think they will get the win, and we do think both teams will score in this game as well. Corinthians do have a fairly good recent scoring record. They can get goals, and we think they'll get one here, but we think Atletico PR will outscore them, especially being at home. We think the final score is going to be 2-1. And our tip for that would be both teams to score. Some fairly good odds on that one. Next, we have Bahia, and they are hosting Cruzeiro. That one's on 8 p.m. Sunday, 23rd of June, UK time, that is, at 8 p.m. And one, again, you can stream on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365 if you're new to them, and you'll be able to watch that subscription free. And looking forward to this one because we've had some very good predictions for these teams recently. And also because, it should just be a great game because, you know, I think between them, there's only been like one loss in the last 4 or 5 games. And that was Cruzeiro when they lost beginning of June to São Paulo.
Yeah.
But just looking at last time out, we did predict a draw between Criciúma and Bahia. And it was a draw, which was great. We also, because we couldn't separate them, we predicted a 1-0 win for Bahia against Fortaleza in the game before that, and they won 1-0, which is fantastic. And we just a couple of games before that, we had Bahia to win 1-0 at RB Bragantino, and they won 1-0. So pretty good going in terms of those predictions. And similarly, for Cruzeiro, we predicted them to win last time in an under 2.5 goals and one team to score. And they did win 2-0 against Fluminense. We predicted it as a 1-0. We also predicted a 0-0 against Vasco. It was a 0-0, so another correct score. We predicted, sounds like we're blowing around trumpets quite a lot here, but it's pretty good. A 2-1 against Cuiabá. They won 2-1 against Cuiabá. We predicted that as 2-0 to them. We predicted them to win, to lose to São Paulo 2-1. They lost 2-0. And yeah, we predicted the last two results before that correctly, which was a win against, well, there are two games in the Copa Sudamericana, so can't really count them here, but pretty good predictions for these two teams. And it's going to be close, though, isn't it? Do you think for this, you know, between these two?
Yeah, it's going to be very close. If we look at Bahia, the home team, they only lost one game all season, which was, in fact, the first game of the season. So after that, they've really picked up form. And at home, they won all four home games. But interestingly, they only won them by one goal. So they won literally the last three home games have ended 1-0. And the first one of the season at home was a 2-1 home win against Fluminense. Yeah, Bahia, strong at home, don't concede much. They conceded one on average. They conceded 9 goals in 9 games. Cruzeiro, similar. I mean, look, they've had a strong start to the season. The away defeats were against some tricky teams, Mineiro and São Paulo. But yeah, away from home, Cruzeiro has only had one win. In fact, they've only scored 2 goals in 5. And they just seem to struggle a bit on the road here. But yeah, the fact that we've been so strong on our tips with both of these teams, I think we can quite confidently go into this one, say, yeah, we're predicting a 2-1 home win. It's kind of going to go probably the way of the home team, with Bahia being strong at home, winning all their games by just one goal to nil. But we do actually think that Cruzeiro is going to get a goal here. So yeah, we're going to go with 2-1, both teams to score over 2.5 goals. But I would probably go for the outcome in this one. I'll probably go for the home win.
Do you know, Cruzeiro haven't, in the last 5 visits to Bahia, they haven't won any games.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, so that seems like a good one. We're going for 2-1, and let's see how it pans out. That'll be a good one to watch. Next, we have Atletico Mineiro, who host Fortaleza, and this one's on Sunday, 23rd of June. For us, it's on at 10:30 in the evening, not too late. And one you can stream on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365 if you want to watch that one. Watch it subscription-free. Atletico Mineiro took a bit of a pasting against Palmeiras last time out, didn't they?
Yeah. Got
thrashed 4-0, which was, well, you know, we did tip them to lose that game, but it was pretty heavy in the end.
Yeah, so I think a really interesting fact around this game is the fact that prior to this game, Atletico Mineiro had not had a single defeat all season. So we actually predicted their first defeat of the season because we went for a Palmeiras win in this one, and we actually predicted Palmeiras to win 2-0, so no both teams to score. They went on to beat them 4-0, which was a little bit more convincing than what we had predicted, but we had gone for Mineiro's first, we predicted Mineiro's first defeat of the season, so, and that's what ended up happening.
Yeah, these two teams are kind of similar in terms of where they are on the table. They both got, I think, 13 points. So, in fact, their records are exactly the same. Played 9, won 3, drawn 4, lost 2. And so the only thing that separates them is goal difference. And that's in favour of Mineiro. Fortaleza got -3. Mineiro got +3. Yeah. So tightly matched, you would think. But we have to decide on who we think will win this game, and we have actually gone for the home team. We think Mineiro will get over the line
Yeah, and Fortaleza don't travel well. They started the season with a 2-1 away win at São Paulo, but after that, they've not scored in the last three away games at Corinthians, Bahia, and Cuiabá. They actually got a battering at Cuiabá, didn't they? 5-0.
Yeah.
So they did manage to raise themselves against Grêmio with a 1-0 win, and we predicted them to go on and beat Grêmio last night. Yeah, they beat them 1-0. But yeah, on the travels, don't score a lot of goals. And also Mineiro, it did seem like, even though we predicted it, it does seem as a little bit out of the ordinary for them to lose 4-0 at home. They've not lost all season. We think they're going to change their form around again and beat Fortaleza 2-0.
Yeah, yeah. In terms of the tip for that one, thinking under 2.5 goals.
I think under 2.5 goals and maybe a Mineiro win 2-0 seems like both teams to score seems like a good option for this one as well.
It'll be a good one to watch as well. Next, we have Palmeiras, and they are hosting Juventude at 10:30 p.m. on Sunday, 23rd of June for us in the UK. Watch it on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365. Palmeiras have been in really good form. Like we mentioned, that 4-0 win against Mineiro. We did predict it, a win to them, as we predicted in the games before that, them to beat Vasco. They did win that one. They won that one 2-0. We also predicted them to beat Criciúma 2-1, and the score was exactly 2-1. So happy with that. Yeah. And so things are Palmeiras traveling quite nicely along. But, you know, Juventude are not doing too badly themselves, apart from that one blip they've had recently. I know they've had a lot of draws, but they haven't been losing many. They only lost that one game to RB Bragantino, didn't they? 2-1.
Yeah. Away from home, they do seem to struggle a little bit. They can score a goal, but they've actually not won away from home all season.
Mm.
And, they lost the last one away to Bragantino 2-1. But yeah, and they traveled to Palmeiras. Like you said, they really picked up some good form here. We predicted that away win to Mineiro, which was a tricky away game. They beat them 4-0. So they're going to go into this one with a lot of confidence. And I think another thing with Palmeiras is they really don't concede a lot of goals. Although they have conceded a few at home, but they don't tend to concede many.
That's right, yeah.
They picked up a 2-0 win most recently at home to Vasco da Gama, which we predicted as well. And we actually think that against Juventude, they are going to pick up another 2-0 win.
Yeah, 2-0 is what we've gone for. And regarding the tip, we're thinking under 2.5 goals would be one to look out for in this one. So, yeah, hopefully that one comes out as predicted as well, which would be another good one for us to get under our belts. So next up, we have Red Bull Bragantino, who host Vitória. And this one kicks off at 10:30 p.m. Sunday, 23rd of June for us in the UK. You can watch it again live stream on Bet365, subscription free. Use the bonus code FP365. It's great that we get all these free games on Bet365. And first up, let's talk about Vitória, because they have actually been getting a bit better, haven't they? I mean, I know that they had a shocking start to the season, and I know they are second last on the table now with 6 points. I think they've climbed up a little bit, putting Fluminense down to the bottom. But they've kind of shown a bit of fight with that win, that great win against Internacional.
They shocked Internacional there with that was their first win of the season. But actually, they managed to score. The first goal was scored within the first minute, and then the second came really quite fast after. So quick two goals, and then they managed to beat Internacional 2-1. And prior to that, they had two draws away from home. So yeah, they've not been too bad, but I think overall Vitória is a team that will definitely struggle this season as a promoted team into the Serie A. Prior to that, they had 5 defeats from 6 after that Cuiabá 0-0 draw. And RB, like Red Bull Bragantino, sitting quite nicely in the table, but this is definitely a must, like a game that they should win.
You would expect them to win this game. Being at home, where they, I mean, they generally perform pretty well there. I had that loss against Mineiro, which was a bit unexpected a couple of games ago. But yeah, against Vitória, we have said this all season, they should beat Vitória.
Yeah.
But we think, yeah, I mean, Vitória, like I said earlier, the performances of late, they don't score a lot of goals, but they managed to get the two against Internacional. They scored the one against Juventus. They didn't score against Cuiabá. And then before that, they didn't score against Goianese. So they're not a high-scoring team. We think they might score a goal in this game, though, but they'll be outscored. And RB Bragantino have got some fairly good strike power. We think that they will edge it quite easily. 3-1 is the score that we are predicting for the final outcome. And I think a good bet would be a BTTS on this game. But yeah, definitely, if you want to put your money on something safer, an RB Bragantino win would be the one, do you not think?
Yeah, I would probably go for the outcome. Home win in this game looks like a Bragantino win.
Yeah. Now, if you are planning to live stream any of these matches, you can do so on Bet365. Geolocation and live streaming rules do apply. 18 plus, gamble aware. And use that bonus code FP365 if you haven't already got an account.
Yeah, and in the description section of this podcast, you'll find links to the fixtures we've just covered, or you can simply just go to footballpredictions.net. That way you can have a look at all the online places to watch the games from your location by streaming and TV channels, and you can also see our predictions with team news, different betting markets, as well as the latest offers and odds.
And if you listen to our podcasts a lot, you will know that we produce them for several competitions in addition to Brazil, Syria. And you can listen to them all on podcast.footballpredictions.net or where you normally download your favourite podcasts from. Well, that's it. Thank you very much again for joining us. And for this time, it's...
Ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Football Predictions.